This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As I continue to have the blessed opportunity to participate in the Go Preach Camp in Cary, North Carolina, I continue to be encouraged and uplifted by our young men, our youthful men who are seeking to preach the gospel and proclaim Jesus Christ to all the world. It has been such a blessing and such an encouragement to see these men who want to so diligently proclaim God's word accurately, efficiently, and to ultimately glorify Him. And so we've been looking at the need to focus upon our youth and focus upon helping them and assisting them develop into their capabilities and into becoming full, mature servants of the Lord. And so as we think about how we can do this, we're going to examine how Paul looked at Timothy and how he really sought to promote Timothy in three main ways. We notice, first of all, that Paul prayed for Timothy. Paul prayed for Timothy. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 3, we see Paul writing, "I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day." How often do we pray for our youth? How often do we pray for the young men and young women who are seeking to be servants of the Lord, who are seeking to mature into being powerful servants for the Lord? Are we praying for them? And even more so, are we telling them that we are praying for them? Praying for them is something that we need to be doing, but we also ought to be telling them that we are lifting up prayers before God on their behalf because of our confidence in them, because of how much we believe in them, and because of how much we want them to be cultivating their relationship with God and to be glorifying the Lord in their work. And so certainly prayer is an excellent avenue that we can utilize in order to assist them as they seek to mature in their service to God. But not only did Paul pray with Timothy, but Paul participated with Timothy. Notice in Acts chapter 16, in verse 1, we read of Paul coming across Timotheus, that is Timothy. He is well reported of by the brethren. Verse 3, we see him would Paul have to go forth with him. And in verse 4, we see as they went through the cities. Verse 5, what were they doing? They were establishing the churches in faith, and they were increasing in number daily. That is, the churches were. So Paul was participating with Timothy in the work of the church. We can greatly encourage our youth by participating in the work of the church with them. Sadly, sometimes we're not doing this because we ourselves are not participating in the work of the Lord's church. But we need to not only be doing that ourselves as adults, but we also need to be seeking to bring along youth with us to be participating in the work of the church. You know, youth are oftentimes some of the greatest workers that we can have in the kingdom. They are full of energy. They are full of confidence. They are not generally as concerned as adults in regards to reputation. They are some of the greatest workers who will go full speed ahead in doing the Lord's work. And Paul, again, we discussed how Timothy could be all the way to the age of 40, but still, he was a young man, considered a young man during this time. Paul was wanting to participate with him in the work of the church. And so Paul prayed for Timothy. Paul participated with Timothy. But Paul also promoted Timothy. Notice in chapter 1 in verse 3 of the first epistle. It says, "As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus, when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine." Paul trusted Timothy to leave him with the church at Ephesus. And he commanded him that he would charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Paul is promoting Timothy here and giving Timothy a great responsibility to serve within the church at Ephesus, to continue on the work that Paul had begun and had been involved in. As we see in Acts chapter 19, for example, as he comes to Ephesus, there were disciples of the Lord, but they did not understand being baptized into Jesus Christ. They learned that they needed to be baptized into Christ, and so Paul baptized them into Jesus Christ, as we see in Acts 19, 1 through 5. And so Paul was very involved in the beginnings of the work in the church at Ephesus. And so here he is promoting Timothy, trusting Timothy to take on this work. Sometimes, I know with me and our children, it is so easy to just do it for them, to give them a very low level areas of responsibility. But do we trust them enough? Do we desire them to grow enough in the Lord and in the Lord's work to give them areas of responsibility that aren't too great, aren't too overwhelming, but areas that might challenge them some, but that they can still handle and they can grow in? Here, Paul is doing that with Timothy. He is promoting him to this opportunity to work with the church at Ephesus, a congregation that he is leaving to continue on in the work that he is doing and preaching the gospel to the world. And so what are some ways that we can encourage our youth? What are some ways that we can help build up our youth and strengthen our youth in the work of the church and in maturing in their service to the Lord? We can pray for them. We can participate in the Lord's work with them. And we can promote them, trusting that they can do the work of the church. Let us encourage our youth to mature and grow in the service to the Lord.